welcome to the Church of England podcast. This year sees the 200th anniversary of church schools and their founding body, the National Society. The Reverend Jan Ainsworth, Chief Education Officer, explains why it's important to celebrate not just the past, but what church schools continue to offer in today's changing educational climate.
Our 200-year-old history demonstrates the twin aims of the National Society and the Church of England in engaging in education. One is to provide education for all. The original intention was for the poor, and that's still the intention today, for anyone who needs education, who wants education. What we're commemorating is, if you like, the invention of mass education. There'd been church schools before, some of them with very ancient heritages, but in 1811, Joshua Watson and his colleagues persuaded the Archbishop of Canterbury that the Church of England really ought to be starting to think about a systematic provision across every parish in England and Wales of schools for the poor. And that's the thing to remember as well, that they were originally schools for the poor, where there were no other schools. This was a time of great change in the national life. We were at the cusp of the Industrial Revolution, great movements of population around the new industrial centres to where the factories were, the mills, the ironworks. And where people went to get work, their children went too. And of course, the children were working. They were down the mines, up the chimneys and in the mills, because little fingers and nimble bodies were very useful to industrial processes. And Joshua Watson and his colleagues not only felt this was wrong, that children shouldn't be deprived of an education, but that if they did end up with no schooling, the nation was storing up trouble for itself in the future. So the National Society was founded essentially to raise money, and they did that with a vengeance. They had a public subscription led by the great and the good to build a fighting fund for parishes and clergy to bid into to apply for a grant to build a school. And if they were prepared to offer Church of England teaching and Church of England education, they'd be given a grant. That first wave was extraordinary. 1811 was a full 60 years before the government got involved, and within the first 50 years, the National Society had 12,000 schools in union with it across England and Wales, in every kind of parish, every kind of centre. It's been a fantastic year. Every diocese has had its celebrations, usually in terms of services in cathedrals. It's invidious to single out any one event, but it was a real highlight to meet Joshua Watson, the founder of the National Society, in York Minster. He'd arrived, so he said, in a blue telephone box with the word police on the side. So the vast majority of church schools today take in children from every kind of background, every kind of religion, every kind of setting. Of course, there are some schools where the majority of pupils come from Christian families, but those are the exception rather than the rule. And still today, we hold fast to the vision of the founders that it's an education for all, but it's education for all within a Christian framework. We're in a very changing scene now. Terms of education. The advent of academies and free schools have mixed up the system so that what we've been used to for so long is now changing. And our task is to make sure that church schools find a place within the new system. So we have a programme which is starting at the moment, the Church School of the Future programme, to build a picture of where church schools are, what they're doing, how they can be supported into the new environment. And we are looking at a development programme that will go on over the next couple of years to establish the resourcing for church schools and also to bring other schools into relationship with us, because we already know that some schools like what diocesan support there is for schools and would like some of it themselves. So we're celebrating 200 years, but we're also looking forward to the next 200 years and to the church and its schools making a genuine contribution to children and their families.
Catch up with education news at www.churchofengland.org/education.